Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac, we're going to fly here today. I need to take off for Richfield. And today's All Request Lunch Hour live at the Minneapolis Richfield American Legion. Today is Wednesday, September 5th. 268 in, 97 left. 15-13, big day today in the history of the Pacific Ocean. Of course, the Pacific Ocean was there for millions of years.
Sure.
But it was discovered on this date by a Spanish explorer, the first European to see the Pacific.
Wow.
Vasco Núñez de Balboa, who also likes 99 left below.
Yeah, he was a one-hit wonder himself.
He crossed the Isthmus of Panama. The Panama Canal wasn't there in 1513, Neil.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was an isthmus.
Oh.
And he named the body of water the South Sea. That was the state 1513. The first U.S. Congress was in session 1789, this date. And we got to work on the Constitution. They adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution, sent them to the states for ratification. 10 of the 12 were approved. Those, of course, became, as we know, the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, 1789. 1974, scientists say the use of aerosol sprays will harm the ozone. It wasn't just the aerosol. You know what was in the aerosol? It was the propellant that was being used. They were chlorofluorocarbons. Neil, you call them what? For short. CFCs.
CFCs, sure.
For short. And they were harming and eating up the ozone. And scientists as way back as 74 kind of thought that. Because the ozone layer was depleting. And and then we banned CFCs.
Yep.
And actually, I guess the ozone layer is building back up. That big hole in the southern hemisphere is actually closed up a little bit.
Oh, that's good news.
So we done good there.
Yep.
1980, this was in the news and music.
John Bonham, the drummer for Led Zeppelin, is dead at the age of 32. I'm Jim Cameron from The Source, and as Inspector Ed Garland of the Thames Valley Police in England tells us...
We do not know the cause of death. There will be a post-mortem in due course, although we're not treating it as suspicious.
Bonham was found lying in bed by John Paul Jones after a night's sleep at Jimmy Page's home following a late-night rehearsal.
Led Zeppelin's drummer, John Bonham, dying... He had overindulged, and he basically drowned on his own regurgitation, let's say. That's probably the nicest way of saying that.
Yeah, sad.
That was, and he was only 32. Again, it seems like those bands, so many of those great bands have lost somebody. Chicago, The Who, Mama's Papas, Led Zeppelin. It's almost you're not a great band unless you've lost somebody.
Yeah, it's just sadly. Like it, but yeah.
So that was 1981. A year later, this was historic because Sandra Day O'Connor, who had been appointed by Ronald Reagan and then approved by Congress, sworn in on this date as the first female justice on the Supreme Court. That was a historic day. Neil, do you know where you were when Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in?
I think it was home.
1983. People don't realize on this date in 83, we came very close to thermonuclear war.
When I first saw the alert message, I got up from my chair. All my subordinates were confused. So I started shouting orders at them to avoid panic. I knew my decision would have a lot of consequences.
The radar was showing a single missile inbound from the United States. Now the race was on. Was it real or a computer error?
And thankfully, it was an error. And thankfully, Stanislav Petrov, Soviet military officer, knew that it was an error. Or he had a hunch that it was an error.
Mm-hmm.
And he declared it as a false alarm. Obviously, if not, Soviets fire, we fire. My God.
Yeah, it could have.
Think of it.
It could have been the end of the world as we know it.
Soviets, you know, fix your warning system. It was basically sunlight reflections off of clouds that made it look like missiles.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be bad as birds.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, thank God for Stanislav Petrov. He may have saved the world.
He might have.
That was in 83, 1988.
I don't tell the president how to run the country. He doesn't tell me how to run my life.
There was the Billy Beer and Billy's battle with alcoholism. The scandal over the $250,000 he received from the Libyan government.
Oops.
Hot water over insensitive remarks. And trouble with the IRS that cost him his service station and home.
Billy Carter passed away on this date. He was battling pancreatic cancer. He died at the age of 51. He was eccentric.
He made some bad decisions.
And may have been a bit embarrassing for his brother.
Yeah.
And the Carter administration. I had a can of Billy beer.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible beer.
That was 1988. 1993, this is news.
A judge in Florida could decide an unprecedented case of family law as early as tonight. The court heard dramatic testimony today from the boy who wants to divorce his birth parents and be adopted by his foster parents.
I remember this story all over the news in the early 90s, and that judge later that day, after Dan Rather reported that yes, indeed, 12-year-old Gregory Kingsley can divorce his parents.
That was somewhat controversial.
That's a precedent-setting decision right there. That was in 93. Let's remember this guy today.
In a very short while, General Crawford and 100 of his crack paratroopers will come crashing into this landing. Would you believe J. Edgar Hoover and 10 of his G-men? How about Tarzan and a couple of his apes?
Love that bit. They missed it by that much. And the, would you believe, they were staples of Don Adams. It's Get Smart, Agent Maxwell Smart. He was Inspector Gadget. He was Tennessee Tuxedo.
I loved it.
He was 82 and he passed away on this date in 2005.
You can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
One of my mom's favorites.
Andy Williams, crooner as smooth as they come. He and Perry Como, it's really hard to decide who's smoother. And, of course, he's going to live on forever with those two, best time of the year Christmas songs and Hickory Dickory Dock.
Oh, for sure.
Santa's coming up with the clock and all that whole thing, and the clock's coming down. So that's Andy Williams. He's 84, or died at this date, 84, 2012. So that was 7 years ago he lost Andy Williams. Mm-hmm. He discovered the Osmonds, Neil.
Yes.
That might be his number one contribution to the world.
The death of Arnold Palmer leaves golf without one of its most magnetic personalities and all-time great players. The king is gone, but the influence of his reign will remain with the game forever.
Arnold Palmer, he passed away. Age of 87. It was 3 years ago. It was just before the Ryder Cup here in Minnesota. And so we had a lot of that going on here because of that. Arnold Palmer, he got rich off of his... he was rich, but then he got mega rich when they started selling his Arnold Palmer drink.
Yes.
When he sold that to Arizona Tea.
Yes.
And it's all over the place now.
And Pennzoil paid him a
Pennzoil, exactly. Had a nice tractor.
And he was a great course designer.
From La Trobe.
Wednesday night, I went to Radio City to see the first of four performances of Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Now, 2 years ago, nobody had heard of Lady Gaga. And now she is huge.
Does anybody else just love how Barbara Walters says Gaga?
Right.
We're Gaga over Barbara Walters. We're Gaga over Barbara Wawa.
Yes.
She is 90 today.
Wow.
Happy birthday to her. Michael Douglas on our list.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works.
From the movie Wall Street, I think he won an Oscar for that.
He's a fine actor, and he's in the Marvel Universe, too.
Yeah, he's Hank, is it Pym? He's the guy who invented Ant-Man. He can shrink and go to the quantum realm.
Right.
Michael Douglas, 75, Streets of San Francisco is pretty good.
Just get out of Carl
Malden's nose way.
Right.
Cheryl Teague, 72 today. Happy birthday, the supermodel.
Bitch, come on, we gotta... Oh, hi, Mr. C. See ya. Hi, officer. I'm Patsy Weber of the School Safety Patrol. I'm here on a special undercover assignment. Need any help?
Speaking of crooners, Patsy Weber. Sit on it, Patsy.
How old is he now?
He's 70.
Ooh,
Anson Williams.
I want to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
And I want to wear clothing made mostly of burlap.
Sure.
That's what Jedis do.
They learn
to use a lightsaber, and they wear a lot of burlap and natural fibers, hemp, too. So there he is, Luke Skywalker. Mark Hamill, 68.
Is it TV theme time, Jim?
You better believe it.
I love it.
So when they realized that William Shatner was not going to be the eye candy of T.J. Hooker, although I'm sure Bill Shatner thought that he was the eye candy of T.J. Right. Hooker, they had to bring in Heather Locklear.
Wasn't a bad play.
No. She's 58, the best of Heather Locklear today.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm fine.
Will Smith, he is the Fresh Prince. Went from rapping and music to TV and then to movies. He's a huge star, Neil.
Yes, he is.
He's 51.
Good morning, senorita.
Give it back.
What?
So good.
Whatever it is you have stolen from my father, I want it back. Give it to me.
No.
No.
She's pretty handy with a foil.
Yes.
Here comes the sword.
They had great chemistry in that movie.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. So she's still married to Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
They share birthdays.
25 years
his
junior.
Oh, sweet. She's 50 today. Rocco Baldelli. Rocco Baldelli. Manager Amore. Happy birthday to our manager.
Nice.
Taking the Twins to new heights.
Well,
they still have an outside chance of winning 100 games here.
Yeah, hopefully his birthday present is a division title today.
That would be really nice. He's 38 today. And Calvin Johnson, who retired young.
What did they call him?
Megatron.
Again? Megatron, yeah.
He was the wide receiver. Things were so bad in Detroit, he said, I just quit.
Done.
Lions, that's what you do when you play for the Lions.
Right.
He's 34.
Gone, but not forgotten. A couple of fine sportsmen, if you will. Sports writer Red Smith, 1905. And Hall of Fame baseball player and announcer Phil Scooter Rizzuto.
That ball is out of here! The Yankees win the pennant! Holy cow, Chris Chambliss on one swing.
Who had the better holy cow? Who had the better holy cow? Was it him or Harry Carey from Chicago and St. Louis?
Scooter was pretty good.
There were some good holy cows out there.
Was that 1977 with Chris?
76.
76.
Against the Kansas City Royals.
Remember that. Scooter Rizzuto there, 1917. Aldo Ray, he was in the Green Beret. And other movies. He was born on this day, 1926. And one more, the great Emmy Award-winning actor. He was outstanding as Clark Kent and Superman. Christopher Reeve.
That man shot you. I mean, is it worth risking your life over $10, two credit cards, a hairbrush, and a lipstick?
How did you know that?
Know what?
You just described the exact contents of my purse.
He's got X-ray vision.
Wild guess.
Next time you got to go with the lead-lined purse. That's
right.
What I have.
Yeah, then you can't see in. You can't see through lead. We all know that.
It also works nice when you have to go get X-rays. You can just, instead of giving them that big, you don't get that vest. You just put your purse over your midsection there.
Does the same
job. Solar plexus.
Christopher Reeve, of course, was involved in the horse accident that left him paralyzed. We lost him young. The great Christopher Reeve, born on this day, 1952. They're gone, but not forgotten.
I invite one and all to the Legion in Richfield. We have plenty of room. That's a big Legion.
Yeah.
We can put you in the other room or put you in the auditorium where they host All-Star Wrestling. We've got a lot of room. Come on out today for the All Request Lunch Hour. We're live noon to 1. It's Portland Avenue and south of the Crosstown. If you want to pinpoint where on Portland. Neil, would you like to start a Bobathon with Blackhawk? I'm not strong enough to say no. Brooks and Dunn, you can't take the Honky Tonk. And it's George Strait. You know me better than that. That's your third option.
Wow, good option today.
All of the above.
We're going to go Blackhawk.
Here we'll. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. Have a good day, everyone.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Fairbo.